Touch your face.
Evening, everybody. This meeting is now called to order. The Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided adequate notice of the time, date, and location of this meeting to the Asbury Park Press, Lincoln News, on January 19th, 2021. Filed notice with the Borough Clerk and posted notice in the Borough Office and on the Borough website. This meeting is open to the public, and you are all welcome. Thank you for coming. Okay. On to our reorg organization meeting. The first is to the one-year term Class 2 Councilman Erwin Bieber, January 1st to December 31st. Welcome, Mr. Bieber.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I don't believe we have to do any kind of swearing for...
No, you can sworn in during the...
The reorg of the council.
Mr. Chairman, that's actually Class 2, Fred Morris.
It says...
Class 2.
Class 2 Councilman Bieber.
That's a typo.
Okay. But he's not a class, is he?
He's a class 3.
He's a council rep.
He's class 3, not rep.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We have Mark, we have Liz, and we have...
No, I just...
This is...
Welcome aboard. Sorry. These things take place.
Mr. Chair, for purposes of the record, we have three sworn in, Mr. Lexstein and Mr. Lawrence.
Welcome, both of you. Mr. Lawrence has been a big help to the Borough of Seabright since Sandy. He's done a lot of stuff for us. Thank you. And Mark, happy to have you continue on the board with us.
Thanks.
Okay, on to Elizabeth, and she's not present. On to attendance. Please.
Councilman Bieber?
Here.
Ms. Bills? He's absent. Mr. Cashmore?
Here.
Mr. Cunningham?
Here.
Mr. DeSale?
Here.
Ms. Bourneau?
Here.
Mayor Kelly?
Here.
Mr. Lawrence?
Here.
Mr. Lexstein?
Here.
Mr. Schwartz? Absent. And Mr. Giuliano?
Moving on to board appointments, election of the chair.
I'd like to nominate Lance Cunningham as the chair.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for your confidence. Election of vice chair, I will continue along with Dave DeSale. Make that recommendation. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Welcome back, Dave. And on to our delightful secretary. I would love to continue with the appointment of Candace. I need a second.
I'll second that.
All in favor? We actually need a vote on that. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Professional appointments.
Anyone
want to
nominate those?
Nominate? No. I don't believe so. On to the board attorney.
I'll make a nomination of Michael Kowalski.
I'll second that, happily. We will need a vote, perhaps.
Okay. Councilman Bieber?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Vice Chairman DeSale?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
Thank you so much, everybody. It's a pleasure to work with you.
Welcome back. Yeah. Happy to have you. On to the board engineer, and I will happily continue, hopefully, with Mr. Hoder for our board engineer.
I'll second that nomination.
We need a roll call.
Councilman Bieber?
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Mizell?
Yes.
Ms. Borland?
Yes.
Ann Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. Happy to have you, Dave. On to the planner. I think we need, there was a little bit of a change in a lot of the, not a lot, but Ms. Cofone felt that she would have had too many conflicts to continue as our planner, full-time planner. And recommended that we, she recommended somebody else that had applied for it as well, Jennifer Beam. And I would make a recommendation that we use Jennifer as our planner, board planner. And do we have a second for that?
I'll second that.
We'll need a roll call for that.
Councilman Bieber?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Mizell?
Yes.
Ms. Borland?
Yes.
Ann Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
And I will again make the recommendation for the conflict planner to be Christine Cofone.
And I'll second that.
She felt comfortable that she could do the conflict planner, and that would be great to continue to have her as that.
Councilman?
I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Bieber?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Mizell?
Yes.
Ms. Borland?
Yes.
Ann Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
And Mr. Chair, we can skip conflict engineer.
Oh, we did skip conflict engineer. Make a recommendation, Mark.
And I'll make a motion to appoint Greg Clash of Rockingham as the conflict engineer.
Second?
I'll second that.
And just on the agenda that we received, which says resolution number five, conflict engineer, section this is number five, should have been conflict planner, which was included in just mentioned, which is conflict engineer listed at number three and number five.
Yes, we use Christine as the conflict planner.
I'm going to say, yeah, there's just notations of.
I think we need a roll call on that.
Councilman Bieber?
Yes.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Mizell?
Yes.
Ms. Borland?
Yes.
Ann Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
Okay, I think that wraps that. On to our meeting dates. Any discussion on the dates? Any issues with it? Or a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve the dates.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Continue the use of those two papers.
I'll make a motion.
Second, I will second. That is the Asbury Park Press, the Link News, Two River Times, and the Hub. We cover them all now. Ever since, what was his name?
Gazarovski.
Bill Gazarovski. all in favor of using those papers?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that covers that. Okay, on to the minutes from 11/9/21. Discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Second?
Second.
We have a second? We'll do the roll call.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Mizell?
Yes.
Ms. Borland?
Yes.
And Mr. Lexstein?
I'm going to stay on that.
All see this first.
We received for requesting another extension before we get out of here.
I did see last, we've had that a long time.
No, this is the first second. They just sent the letter on the 7th.
Yeah, they're still within their, they're still within their secondary timeframe. They're having difficulty with some modifications to the plan and they're in the process, the funding process. So we need additional time with the state.
With state?
Yeah.
Some other.
The waterfront?
Yeah.
They have problems with that.
Yeah. Okay, on to the, request for extension from Robert McAllen for the map review of the property.
I'll make a motion to extend it for 6 months.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, Councilman Bieber?
Yes.
Cashmore?
Yes.
Jonathan Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Lusail?
Yes.
Ms. Warman?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
And Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
To the resolution for Scott Hall and Ingrid Hall, 556 Ocean Avenue.
I'll make a motion, I just got them. So I'll make a motion to approve the resolution.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'll second it.
We're discussing eligibility and capital.
No, he's.
He was actually eligible to get.
He was part of the application.
Yeah, but it becomes, we were trying to distinguish whether or not the differentiation of class member makes a difference and it really doesn't because.
He's a split personality.
He's a split personality. And the rule will really speak to your eligibility to be able to.
I second. Second, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Jonathan Hill?
Yes.
Mr. Lusail?
Yes.
Ms. Warman?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
Okay, down to some business here. Moving on to Martin and Teresa Fun. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, I'm just gonna grab my glasses.
Stepping down?
With the mayor and the council.
Yes.
Yes, let the record show that the council member and mayor will be stepping down from the board for this application as it is a deep area.
What did he owe you to do?
Exactly. If he doesn't, it's kind of extended.
And welcome aboard, Mark.
You don't have to step there. I don't have to step there.
I know.
Now you have to say, well, I'll be.
That's right.
Good evening.
Evening. Good evening, everyone. My name is Richard Styria. I'm an attorney in town in Eman Wright. I represent the applicants, Teresa and Martin Fan, concerning an application here we're about to fill the board for a minute's site plan approval. At the last meeting, here a few months ago, I did go over the history of his application. I'll just do it again briefly, just for the record.
Mr. Styria, before you go through that, I just want to note for the record that you're continuing jurisdiction with the board and that our two board members have provided certifications that they have reviewed the previous made record, so they have signed and certified, so they are eligible.
Great, thank you. So with that being said, I'll try to do it a little more briefly. This started, this board. Excuse me?
I came from that.
This was your back.
Oh, I'm sorry. So this board on February 13th, 2018, we were here, approved the use variance and bulk variances for this property. The resolution was memorialized a few weeks after that. This application that was an objector, Lands End Condominium Association and neighboring property appealed this to the Mount County Superior Court, which upheld the board's decision, and then that was appealed to the appellate division. At the appellate division, there was a settlement agreement in which there was an agreement for modifications, which were minor in scope, of the application and the site plan in order to comply with Lands End. And those modifications were to eliminate the two rear exterior decks, incorporate front decks or balconies below the roof deck, have a Julia balcony in the rear of the house, change the contour of the rear stairwell, with reducing the length of the area stairwell by 3 feet, incorporate planting trees, extend the brick wall of the exterior stairwell on Ocean Avenue that runs halfway up the entire length of it, and install a solid barrier at the left side railing. That was agreed in the settlement agreement. The appellate division took a while to get back down here because of COVID and other issues. When we were here a couple of weeks ago, when we presented the application, we also, the proposed plans had a front yard setback variance at Ocean Avenue. And that variance was 17 feet or 25 permitted. And after hearing the comments from the board, we came here today with revised plans to eliminate that front yard setback variance. It actually conforms with the settlement agreement. The original application that was approved did not have a front yard setback variance. And we just wanted to go back to that, reducing the size of the property there. So I have the testimony of the architect here, Catherine Franco, who will talk about the revisions of the plans and any other questions. And unless the boys have any other questions, I'm ready to proceed with this round.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Ms. Murray, continue on the same.
Thank you.
And just, well, just quickly for the record, who are you employed?
Captain Franco, architect.
And describe the profession.
I'm an architect and planner. Okay. 30 years.
And I was asked the board, based upon the last application.
You accepted her credential from the last meeting and continue.
Thank you. So, Ms. Franco, can you just describe, we were here before a few months ago with plans that incorporated a front yard setback variance past Ocean Avenue, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And can you describe the revisions to the plans as to how we eliminated that variance?
Yes, what we did is we went to the original footprint that was approved by the board. So we now are back to 25'6" front setback. Okay. And you can see it on the right corner. We're allowed 25 foot. We have the 6 inches. That's the front setback.
Okay. And Beth, you were the architect in the original application where the application for use variance and the bulk variances was approved by this board.
Yes.
Alright. Can you describe the revisions to this site plan based upon the settlement agreement and the appellate division? What changes were made from the original approval to what we're seeking here for that?
Okay. I'll start in the front. As you can see the spiral stair, if I'm looking at the front of the building, the left wall has to be a solid wall all the way up to the deck, roof deck. That was number one. Number two is, in the rear, we turned the stair to go horizontal along the back of the wall and removed the decks. So that was number two. And that also changed the floor, the building area.
Okay. These were the requirements of the settlement agreement, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then we did go down in building coverage by about 100 square feet. And as you can see on page 2 or 4, we removed the decks in the rear and we made Julia balconies. Okay. And as you can see on the roof deck plan, it's just a stair roof. That is not a stair to the roof. The only stair to the roof is in the front, the spiral staircase. And on page 3 or 4, you can see
the elevation, especially the left elevation, you can see how that's going to be a solid wall all the way up. And then in the rear elevation, we took out the decks and made them Juliet balconies. And then on the Mountain View side, you can see how the stair, now the door now faces Mountain View. And that's it.
Can you describe, there was something in settlement agreement about planting trees.
Yes. If you look at page 4 up here.
There was what?
Right.
Something in a settlement agreement about planting of trees.
Planting trees. Okay.
Or 5 trees along the in-between the property. That's what I would say.
Yeah, we're planting 5 woodland cypress trees, 4 in the back and 1 in the front.
And
the requirement was between the properties,
right? No,
this isn't the
association. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I remember reading the agreement, so.
Yeah, I mean, and I can ask the architect, and the requirement of the trees were to be as a buffer between the client's property and the association
between
property.
The two properties.
Yeah. And that, and everything you've testified to, does that incorporate everything in the settlement agreement between the parties?
Yes.
Okay. And besides what you testified to, were there any other changes from the original application, or is everything the same?
No, we went back to the same.
Okay. Is there anything for me to have to add?
No, that's it.
Any questions from board members?
No, I'm glad you moved it back. That's what you should have done. But we also point out that this is a corner lot. It really has 2 front yards. We've already gained the relief on the side. Mountain side, which would be a front yard also. So now, by not even saying why in front of Ocean Avenue, everything is in line.
Yeah, with the relief on the side. Any other questions from board members?
It's letter stuff. I revised my letter January 3rd. I really just explained what Kathy Franco just said, plus I requested that you put a place on the plans for the board engineer to sign, and that you put a note about curved sidewalk that's maybe damaged, that's repaired with the DOT or borough standards.
Yes.
And there will be a plot plan review after this.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You were concerned about the width of the road, too, was that?
Well, in the previous application, you guys decided to just leave it alone.
Yeah.
So I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
Well, that was along with the old Mountain View Villas one too, right? Because behind that is the other development, right?
Yes.
Right,
the one that we did the extension. The one we did the extension
for the extension
before.
Yeah.
They started building. I don't know what.
No, that's not enough. That's the other one off the South Street.
No, they started building.
They're not supposed to. Maybe they're doing demolition.
There are new buildings over there.
No, that's South Avenue, not North.
It's all from the water.
Yeah, there was a guy named Quang Wang, I think his name was, that was the applicant for Northlands.
Yes.
And he did start building, and I think he's got 2 houses going. Mm-hmm. My inspector's been looking at it.
That's on South Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the water, it might look a little further.
Yeah.
Different.
It looked like it. Is there anyone in the public that has a question of the witness's testimony? Yes, sir. Please state your name for the record.
I would like to ask a question. My name is David Genazzo. I'm a homeowner at Land's End. I believe I heard the council say that all aspects are in line with the settlement agreement, and I would like to just confirm that.
Thank you, sir.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yes. Yes, that's the testimony from the architect and our submissions that we comply with all terms of settlement here.
Thank you. Anyone else? comments, the public have a question of the testimony or a statement about this application?
I'll put that in on the back. I will make a motion to approve it.
Thank you, Dave. That's kind of what I'm in the middle of. I'm talking to the public. Nobody's responding. I don't blame them when I talk if they're not responding.
Mark was asking me a question.
If there's no one else in the public that has a statement or a question, the public portion is now closed. Dave, it seemed like you wanted to make a motion to approve.
Yes, I would make a motion to approve them since they moved it back to the 2019.
Agreed. I'll second it. We need a roll call, please.
Mr. Yashwood?
Yes.
Jim Cramden?
Yes.
Mr. Jim DeSalle? Ms. Gordon?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Lexstein?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The best of luck to the farms.
Thank you.
Is there any within the public that has a statement or question of our board members or anything else you might want to put out there tonight? Doesn't look like it, but anyone in the public would like to be heard? If not, public portion is now closed. Is there any other business before the board this evening?
Can this be actually happen anymore for the 25th? For the 25th, can we actually have anymore?
Well, I think it was supposed to be.
It
was supposed to be Beach Front Joe.
Beach Front Joe, can you come?
Maybe.
The Angelica's one?
Oh, that's bad. If that didn't put the continuation, is that the continuation of the earlier?
They're both continuations.
And yeah, no, I was here.
Since we're talking about it, I do not think we should continue the Beach Front Joe anymore. It's been continued six times. He's either got to come to this meeting or he's got to renotice and replant.
Yeah.
I mean,
enough.
He's playing around. We don't need to keep him on our agenda.
Yeah,
if there's no other business before the board, we have a motion to adjourn.
Okay. I'll second.
Meeting adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming. Happy New Year. Here we go.
So the voting boards can have a lot of things they don't do. And we should be staying there.
Thank you, Candace.
Well, they've been staying here. They don't have to stay here. They'll have to stay here.
Much like ourselves.
No, that's not a big deal. So, the board having that building, what is the question? You know, they're going to use a grandfather or something? I was like, I don't think we need to do this.
There's a lot of issues.
Whatever.
There's a
leaving to death.
Zero.
Yes, it's like a zero. And the
and he wants multiple, he wants apartments, he wants selling retail downstairs, so they can
set it back like that.
Isn't that the way that they have it that are actually not?
And I think everyone agrees that.
Yeah, but not 12C1.
RPC stuff.
RPC will be filled.
Yeah, I just like to see.
So Mark, what's your money?
Nate.
I said we just graduated last year myself.
That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
You're a coach?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you don't teach at school.
Actually, I was today. Only teach soccer.
Oh, okay.
I know, football.
What I said, you see football.
Happy to have you here, friend. Good, the others you just see there on the outside.
So you're under the track to be.
How do we do that?
It's a KCO.
And it closes the blocks right in your own field.
Yep.
You kicked your hind.
Actually, they didn't kick their boot, they beat us this year, but just.
Yeah, oh, I know, I was there.
I was there. Good
to see you, Dave.
Yeah. You get to do some dirty stay outs.
Well, I was in trouble. I know, here.
Stay up late.
Yeah, because I want to interest. Most of the people that was up in the rain on Saturday, one of these judges changed, but a month or four.
Or a case.
So, you know, judge, you know, the guy, you know, sit on. And the back, I said, the work group is not, so I'm assuming this guy in Thomas County, he was a judge, and it was, and so they tell us about where on Saturday.
You know, and it's really.
So I'm wearing mom and dad.
It's been a long time, and they were like, after.
I'm so much
more
intrigued on
see it.
It's still a map.
And this place has a lot of access. I mean, it's not actually blocks for the park, for 28 acres. It's a kind of big street. And sort of small location. It's getting a little monotone, right? That's why that's not just to break it up.
Well, that's fun.
So
it's a tough decision.
There's a well right next to it, and then the second is one of the important
things. The well builders probably knew it was great.
And it was so cool.
Same as our family. You know what I found out? The kids were all up.
She's realizing that there's more money in town.
And the impulse is to have the well stuff.
I brought the gamut up there, which is the
Oh, right. snow?
Yes.
There's no snow in there. There's a chance of snow in there.
This high guy, this tool pass.
And then snow is on the...
Hi, Candace.
Great day.
But I'll be driving over. Candace, thank you for the snack.
That's a beautiful thing.
It was, and it was just good.
Yes, thank you, Candace.
Nice story.
Yeah, thanks for the snack.
Same Travis.
Say again?
Who's going to drive over with?
Yeah.
I will do that. Thanks. Let me know if you need anything.
I do.
I actually have to come over there. Maybe tomorrow.
Say it back. Yeah, it's just been here about...
Hey, my sewer bill job right now. We had a leak, so it's big. See if I can negotiate with Patricia.
Yeah, I was over there.
Erwin, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
Happy to have you.
Thank you.
Come on.
I just want something to me that's going to...
You had to step there.
Sorry, can we go anyway?
At least...
Yeah.
And then my wife, Joni, and I... One of the things that I feel good about,
big snow there,
things look like
and
one of the things I was in that was some sun about the future of the town.
So it's now a little...
In a good way.
The first couple of summers.
Yeah.
But I love it, because I don't
want to... I'm sure it's very quiet, or you have to...